was my first memory, age 10? Well, we moved into the post office, stroke sweet shop, with my stepfamily, and I just wanted to shut myself away from these people I didn't know. So there was a basement of this post office, and it was like a secret world that nobody knew about. I mean, everyone knew about it, but I was the only one that wanted to go down there into this airless, dusty basement. And used to sit down there and write comedy. Comedy was my escape. And I didn't know why. But I do now, I think. Listening to my mom laughing at the comedian Dave Allen. She says now, I love Dave Allen. I love Billy Connolly. So I definitely associated making people laugh with being loved. So these were my first memories, shutting myself away in the basement and writing comedy. Emerging every so often to show my mom, trying to impress her, trying to make her laugh. Like an awfully self-indulgent horror film where a child emerges from the basement to torment a family with jokes. And the first routine I ever wrote was about a program called That's Life in the UK. And on this program, it was like a consumer affairs stroke, let's just get any random funny shit on. They featured a dog who could say the word sausages. I mean, obviously, let's face it. The dog could not say the word sausages because it was a dog. What it actually said was woof, 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 which isn't particularly impressive for a dog. But the owner, the cruel owner, would move the dog's throat around so it would sound a bit like sausages, but a bit more like woof, woof, woof. It was like... And the first routine I wrote was imagining a world where a dog actually could say the word sausages. This was my first ever stand-up routine. I said if a dog could say the word sausages, there would be no theatre, no films, no comedy, no other entertainment. Because everyone, every single night of the week, would be going to see the dog saying sausages. What are you eating tonight? I'm going to see the dog, obviously, saying sausages. What are you doing? We're seeing the dog. We're all seeing the fucking dog, obviously. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the dog saying sausages. Here he comes. Sausages. Fucking hell! Fuck! That's fucking incredible! Finger behind the windpipe, end it now. That's all I've ever wanted to watch. The dog said sausages. And when I was writing this routine, I'd lost my fluffy dog that I said was a bunny, but now knew was a dog. Because I'd grown up, and when you grow up, you realize dogs are dogs. Dogs can't speak. And dogs can't say sausages. All I wanted is the dog to say something. To say I love you. But instead I sat in that basement for years writing comedy, trying to make others say I love you. Have you enjoyed episode 626 of this daily podcast? Hope you laughed. Hope you love me. Lots of love.